Happy Earth Month, everybody. Now, I know every year we write down our different goals that we want to accomplish for yourself, people around you, manifest it. And maybe one of our goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. You value companies that are thoughtful in every aspect of how they run their business. Good news, Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. And who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Fresh air, frisbees, picnics, super cute dogs on leashes. I mean, that's my dream. Soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your nieces and nephews. Check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Again, donate in-store or online and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey guys, it's your lady gang, Becca Tobin, Kelty Knight, and Jack Vanek. Thanks so much for subscribing on iTunes, and thank you for supporting the great sponsors who make it possible for us to have this much fun with you for free every week.
Well, what is this?
Welcome to the lady gang.
That's amazing. Say that again.
The lady gang.
Things are about to change around here.
Each week, we catch up with Hollywood's hottest girl posse, Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
What?
I love our intro.
Me too. It's
makes
so sassy,
me,
right?
It feels so powerful.
Me
it
too.
Really does.
Dun, 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 dun.
Welcome, everyone, to the lady gang. If you're new, head over to iTunes. Subscribe. Leave us a nice review about how great we are. Leave us 5 stars, too. And you can always listen to us at Podcast One or on the Podcast One app. And you can follow the Lady Gang on Instagram and Twitter. And Jack, you do a fantastic job of curating the coolest Instagram
really
on the Instagram
Thanks,
world.
Guys.
And I love that you run 3 Instagrams. You
I
run
do.
Jack Vanek, you run Jack Wisdom, and you also run the Lady Gang. So
yeah,
you're
give
busy.
Me more. Give me more.
Guys, you can always go to ladygang.com, sign up for our newsletter. And that's very important because every Tuesday you get a little bit of light into your email box and reminded about a new episode. And that's where you can submit your Ask the Lady Gang question. We're very excited because Tia Mowry is here today, and she's a mama bird, and she's also one of the most authentic, cool ladies in Hollywood. I can't wait to talk to her.
But before that, it's time for...
Good week.
Yes, it is.
Bad week.
Oh, no.
Okay, I'm going to start this.
Yes.
Do it. For once.
Yes.
Okay, so here's my good week. My good week is very simple. Do you guys ever... like fantasize about getting a coffee and like walking
always.
Around somewhere. Like I always see pictures of people or like watch TV or movies and like people are just like walking around a Christmas tree lot holding a coffee cup. And I'm like, it's just something, it's so simple, but like I never do. Mm-hmm. Like I don't think about it. I don't know why.
Okay.
Probably because I'm the laziest human ever. So to like actually make one stop to go to the coffee place. But here, the other reason is because I only like coffee in the morning. So for the afternoon, I don't ever know what I want because I want something like a little sweeter. I don't really want like a bitter coffee.
What do you get?
You guys, it's probably been – how long has Starbucks been around? A million years?
A million, for sure.
Since the dawn of time.
I have finally found my afternoon coffee drink.
What is it?
It's called a London Fog, and it's
what?
A secret item. It is Earl Grey tea with milk. So it's like an Earl Grey tea latte with milk. And then you get a pump of sugar.
Of vanilla.
They
have a sugar pump? Right?
They do actually have just a sugar pump. But it's a pump, the vanilla, you
know. That sounds so good.
It is like it is the best thing ever. And I'm not joking. Like when I took my first sip, my friend Tracy told me about it. And I was like, I feel like something has completed full circle in my life.
Yeah, you're full.
I can be that girl again. You know, like
now you can go walk around Central Park or something super stupid.
I
like
know.
That.
I think I'm going to start doing it.
And I just like it. But Earl Grey tea tastes like...
It's amazing.
Like, yeah, but here's the thing. In Canada, where I grew up, we're a British monarchy, you know? And we would drink Earl Grey tea with a spot of milk and a little bit of sugar, like, every day. My mom was always like, a cup of tea can literally heal anything. Like, your heart's broken, you have PMS. Like, come here, darling, let me give you a cup of tea. And it was always the Earl Grey. So is that the feeling you got? Like, just a safe place in your Earl Grey tea?
It was just so good.
Can it's you do like, milk, really though? Good. Milk is so gross.
I usually do, like, soy or almond or Starbucks doesn't do almond milk, which is
They
like,
do the coconut.
They have coconut.
Yeah.
That's
but
good.
But anyways, so I just feel like...
You're a basic bitch.
I figured it out. I'm a basic bitch, and I can go walk around any, like vintage flea market with my London fog, okay?
So save your life, Becca.
Here's my bad week. Oh, this is super embarrassing.
Let's hear it.
Okay, so I love jewelry. I haven't... I'm not the girl who has fantasized about, like, my engagement ring or my wedding or whatever, like, my whole life. But I definitely love jewelry so much, and I love giant diamonds. So anytime I go to this jewelry store in Beverly Hills that I get, like, little small things here and there, and, like, I treat myself, I always go to the same guy. He's this awesome guy, and he... One day when I was there with my girlfriend, she was trying on engagement rings, like just sort of like seeing some stuff because she was getting close to that time in her life.
Yeah.
And then I was like, ooh, I've always wanted to see like a really pretty, like I think I like emerald cut diamonds. So like that day I tried on, I think like 4 emerald cut diamonds with him. Mm-hmm. This was a year ago. So I'm with my boyfriend. And we go to the store because I have to go get some rings sized. And we walk over and I'm like, hey, Jeff, like my jewelry store guy. And he's like, hey. And I was like, I just wanted to look over here because I wanted to look at another ring. And it happened to be like next to the engagement rings. And he's like, ooh, are we looking at more emerald cuts today?
Oh, my God. In front of your boyfriend?
Yes. And I was like, first of all, that was like a year ago. Like, I don't even think that my boyfriend was in the picture at the time. I was just trying things on. And I swear I saw my boyfriend literally break up with me in his head.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and I was like, no, I don't think I was. And I said, like, a million awkward things.
You're
and
like
then...
that crazy bitch that's shopping for engagement rings before
you don't have a boyfriend.
Propose.
Oh, yeah. My God. Yep. You're a crazy person.
But, yeah, there you go. I'm sorry. I like jewelry.
You've always been so, like, on the outside of anything cheesy.
I know.
You're like, don't have bridesmaids. Don't. Your engagement picture's barf.
Yeah.
But you're secretly into it because you were trying on engagement rings.
It's because I'm Jewish. It's the only thing that my people could smuggle in their vaginas when they were getting ousted from their country. Like, there's something in me. It's so deeply rooted that
it's
I
genetic.
See. It is genetic. It is. My grandmother was crazy about jewelry. She left me all this beautiful jewelry because I was a psycho. I would sit on her lap when I was like 3 and she'd be like, what do you want when I die? And I would point at her tennis bracelets.
You're just trying to really survive. That's all. It's just survival.
It's survival. Like, I don't know, but I love diamonds. I love diamonds. There you go.
Jack? That is pretty embarrassing.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
Beat that.
Okay.
Beat that.
I don't even know you anymore.
I don't know. I don't know myself.
Becca has transformed into
a basic
bitch today.
Starbucks. She's so basic. Diamonds and Starbucks.
Isn't being a basic bitch like really fun?
Becca, she's just like us.
She's just like us. Stars. They're real people too.
I'm going to hate myself when I hear this.
Okay, so my good week is I found out about a new beauty product thing, and I'm very excited about it.
What is it?
So I'm not, like, into, like, makeup or anything. I don't watch, like, beauty bloggers or whatever. But there's this thing. It's eyebrow gel from – it's, like, a Korean product. And basically, like, put it on your spots of your eyebrow that you need color. Let it sit for, like – 12 hours and then peel it off and it dyes your skin.
Oh, I love this.
What?
So for me, Okay, so I overplucked my eyebrows growing up. So I have like big gaps where no eyebrows growing
in.
I've
been proud of you because you've been trying to grow them out for a long time.
For over a year and a half.
Proud of you, girl.
way to commit.
Don't worry. Nothing's grown in. So
wait,
nothing's
what
happening.
What is this product called?
It's Etude House or something like that is the name of the.
Wow.
It's like a Korean.
Hold on. Take your glasses off.
Let me
look at your eyebrows.
I filled them in with pencil. I don't have it on.
Oh, you don't.
So I ordered it on Amazon, but it takes like a month and a half to get here.
Oh, because it's coming from. So like, wait, yeah, you bowels. Paint it on and then you go to sleep?
You paint it on. You let it sit overnight. It's like a gel.
Okay.
And I think it's basically
it's
like
dye.
It's like henna. Dye. It like dyes your skin.
And it look good? Or you don't know?
I don't have it.
Ooh.
I just found it.
Let us know after you try it.
I will. I'll try it when I get it. But that is like for
you're
me.
You're gonna look like Groucho Marx.
No, you do look like Groucho Marx when you have it on though, because it's like dark black.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then it ends up dyeing it like a nice light brown.
Or so they say.
Or maybe.
Stay tuned.
I might have really, really bushy eyebrows. Mm. But for me, it's like I need that because I hate wearing makeup. I'm like, if I could do that and let it sit for like
why don't you just go get your eyebrows tinted? Oh, because there's no hair. But sometimes the tinting of the eyebrows does color some of the skin.
I can't live without eyebrow tinting.
Yeah.
And really? You know it's illegal now in California.
God, you're so basic.
I also got Botox this afternoon. I am the most basic.
It's so good. It feels
the
so good.
The most basicest.
Basicest.
The basicest bitch of all time.
Will you make a t-shirt that says that?
I really wanted to make a t-shirt that says, we're all basic bitches on the inside.
I love that. I would wear that.
I know.
We're getting to work really, and get fired.
We're getting really sidetracked today.
Okay, so my bad week. So being the commoner that I am, I don't usually get stopped in public for people that know who I am.
Oh, this is your bad week?
But so,
no, good.
No, this is a bad week. I mean, it's an embarrassing week.
Okay.
So, but when I do, and I have a couple times, but when I do, it's always when I look like garbage.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, you know what? I always put my best photos on Instagram. That's the only place people really know me from. Mm-hmm. How do you recognize me when I'm not wearing any makeup and my hair is wet? Like, I feel like I look like a potato with eyes. And somehow people recognize me. So the other day, Scott and I went to Greenleaf.
She said potato with eyes.
She always says she has a potato face.
I always think I look like a potato.
You don't look anything like a potato.
I do a little bit.
Okay.
So the other day, Scott and I went to Greenleaf. It's like this cute
it's
little
amazing.
Restaurant. Yeah. It's super cute. Aesthetically, it has like old rustic wood and whatever. So we're there doing work and I take all my own Instagram photos of my products and stuff. So when I'm in an aesthetically pleasing place, I will take photos of my stuff. So I'm like, all right, this is awesome. I bring out like all my stuff. I have like a phone case I'm taking a picture of. I go to the other side of the room. I'm taking a picture of like my zip pouch. Yeah. Then I'm taking selfies of my shirt. I'm like all over the place in this restaurant just thinking like, I don't care, whatever.
Yeah.
And then I feel like I'm being watched by somebody. And I like kind of like turn over and I'm wearing the Too Lazy to Be Crazy flannel. And I
give away.
And I like turn over to where I feel like there's eyes burning in the back of my head. And this girl goes, is that flannel available on your website yet?
Shut up.
Oh my God.
And I was like, oh God. I was like, how'd you catch me?
And what'd she say?
Number one, she's a huge fan of our podcast.
Hey girl.
Hey. Yeah, thanks for listening, girl.
I think her name might have been Rose. I don't really
Sorry,
know.
Sorry, Jack is walking around town embarrassing us.
Like a potato head.
I was a walking potato taking Instagram pictures all over Greenleaf.
Nothing
and I really apologize.
Is more basic than that. So,
but yeah, I'm doing it for my work.
I know. It's for your business, but nobody watching. Well, she does. She knows.
She knows.
Why?
But if you tell her it's available right now, use the code Lady Gang.
Yeah. I was like, you can get 20% off of Lady Gang. But yeah, it was really, it was good because I'm like, that's cool to like be recognized.
Yeah.
But then it was also embarrassing because I was taking 500 Instagram photos.
What does Scott do when you're doing this?
He was just working. Okay. But I make him take pictures of me all the time.
Right. Yeah.
He's
I
good.
Couldn't date you for that reason.
He's an Instagram husband.
He 100% is. He loves it.
He does?
Yeah.
He loves you.
He is obsessed with me.
Yeah, he is.
Anyways.
I saw you the other day driving in the car, and his face was so giddy, and he was just picking you up from work. And I was like, oh, God,
they also
he really
have
loves
coordinates
you.
Coordinates rings, which like, don't even get me started.
But
there are these rings you can buy, and you can put coordinates, like, on the map.
What's your coordinate?
Like, 22 degrees by 44 degrees by blah, 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 blah. And they have coordinate rings that they made for each other.
34 degrees north, 118. 18 degrees west. It's just in Malibu, like where we want to end up in our future.
That's like when you bury your bodies?
I want to be like, no, actually when I die, I would like to be shot up into space.
Ooh, okay. Yeah.
All right, Kelty.
Moving on. Ooh, should I start with good or bad? You guys vote.
Good.
Good?
Sure.
Okay, so you guys know I'm obsessed with Dolly Parton, and I think she is basically the closest to God that you can get.
Agreed.
So Dolly and I have a special relationship. A couple weeks ago, I was in Nashville, and I was interviewing her. And did I tell you the story about when she wore my coat?
What? No.
No. Okay. So I went and I have this like great Boda Skins leather jacket and it's so cute. And I was wearing it to the shoot and I took it off and I was just like putting it on the table or whatever. And our publicist, Kirk, comes in and he goes, "Where's that jacket you wore in?" And I was like, "Oh, so they're on the table." And he goes, "Can Dolly borrow it?" And I was like, "Yes." So anyway, she takes my jacket. She puts it on. She looks so fierce. He's like, come here, Kelty. And he pulls me to the other room. She's doing a photo shoot for O Magazine.
In your jacket.
In my jacket.
Like, oh my God.
Holding it. I mean, her boobs were like, it was wide, you know? And she's like holding it, being so cute. And she was like, looks pretty good, right? And she's like got 5-inch Louboutins and like a leather pant. She's like a Polly Pocket. She's your size, Becca. She's like a tiny little human.
She's so amazing.
She's so amazing. So then she comes to interview me and she brings the action back. Like, oh, thank you so much. This is so sweet, great jacket. And she gives it back to me and I was like, oh my God, I'm never washing this jacket. Not that I will wash a leather jacket, but anyway. So then I leave and I write the publicist and I was like, listen, I know Dolly really loved the jacket, I would love to send her one because I'm friends with the company. And I wrote the company, I was like, will you send Dolly a jacket? Mm-hmm. And they're like, for sure. So they sent me it, I wrapped it up, I put a note like, thanks for always being so great, and I sent it to her. And like, I do send thank you gifts to certain celebrities after they give me a great interview all the time, and I never hear back from them ever, not right. even a thank you. So then
rude.
I'm on right, totally. Very then I'm rude. On the Country Music Awards red carpet, and here comes Dolly. And she comes over to me, she grabs both shoulders, and she goes, I got the jacket. I want to say thank you so much for thinking of me. I wore it all day yesterday. Did you see the pictures?
Oh, my God.
She was on Instagram. She wore it for the whole press day at the ACMs, the leather jacket. She looked so cute. But the fact that she came up, remembered, whether her publicist was like Devil Wears Prada-ing her in the ear, this is the girl that sent you the jacket, I don't know.
Who cares?
But she grabbed both shoulders and looked me right in the eye and was like, thank you so much. It's so sweet of you. And I was like, you're everything good in the world, Dolly. Like, she's just the aww, sweetest.
That is amazing.
And like, no one is ever really that nice to the press, and she was just amazing. And I just felt like Dolly's my friend now and everything's good in the world.
She's
a classy lady.
She's really, really hot. Okay, here's my bad week. So I've had a pretty awful week. This has been one of those weeks where I've been really hard on myself and everything's kind of fallen apart a little. So I've been pretty tired. And so I went to work one morning and I put on like my yoga stretch pants, you know, my leggings, and I was wearing them around all day. And then I changed for the show and then I put my leggings back on.
Wait, you have so many legging problems.
No, this is so intense. So I put the leggings back on and I was like, whatever. So then I go and, I have to go to the dentist and I have to have like a root canal. And so I'm at the dentist after work and I'm laying there and I'm getting my root canal and I'm kind of have like my legs propped up because I'm like here for like hours, right? Sitting in this dentist chair. I get home, guys, and this is a snail trail story.
No.
I have put my leggings inside out
with
the opposite way with no underwear and an outward snail trail.
Oh, no.
and had been sitting with my legs up in the like fold backer chair like this with all the doctors coming in and out for like 5 hours.
Shut.
Now, listen, I don't think people, when they're coming in and out, really look at people's vaginas. And it wasn't a major snail.
Creepy.
It was a tiny snail, but like it was for sure happening. It was awful.
You need to start wearing underwear. This
I know.
Is the second mishap with your vagina
she
and
hates,
leggings.
Yeah, you need to wear some underwear with your leggings, girlfriend.
Oh, my God.
It's so uncomfortable.
Is it, though?
I am wearing underwear with these leggings today.
Get a nice lace hanky-panky.
God, seems like so much work.
Well, you guys, it was a really eventful week for us.
Sure was.
Now back to the Lady Gang.
We're very excited about this. Miss Tia Mowry is here. P.S. She has a new podcast that I think launched last week.
Yeah. Oh, no, actually 2 days ago.
Oh, my God.
Congratulations.
It's called Mostly Mom with Tia Mowry, which is very exciting. So all the mommies out there, make sure you subscribe to that.
Yeah.
Honestly, this lady is one of the most down-to-earth, authentic babes in Hollywood. And you know we call out those bitches that we hate. If you're an 80s baby like me, you know her from starring on Sister, Sister. But honestly, she's done so much since. You got the reality show, movies, television, best-selling author, and now you have the cooking show.
I know. Can you believe it?
I mean, I don't know how you had time to have sex and a child during all of this, but congratulations on your work-life balance.
Thank you.
How do you have time to do everything?
You know what? I prioritize.
Okay.
I really do. I'm kind of like OCD with my thoughts. So I have them all kind of like organized and I just prioritize what's like the top of the chain,
yep.
Which is family for me.
Okay.
So, and then I'm not afraid to say that my husband also, you know, is really important in the family dynamic. Sometimes people who have kids who are, you know, moms or whatever, it's like all about the kid. But for me, it's about making sure that that relationship is healthy as well.
That's important.
So, yeah. So I just prioritize. So once a week, I have date nights with my husband. Once a week, we have family night or family day, which is on Sunday. And then, you know, then I have days where I need to work out. And as you can see, I'm in my workout gear. So after this,
you look great, though, girl.
Yes. Thank you. So, you know, I just prioritize.
There was this amazing BuzzFeed article. Oh. So we have this word that we hate called relevant because people always on our Instagram are like, why are you trying to stay relevant? I'm like, I'm trying to work right now. Can we just chill? But the BuzzFeed article's title was How Tia Mowry Stayed Relevant for 20 Years.
I remember that, yeah.
Damn, girl, how you do it?
You know what I think how I do it is, number one, I think I'm true to myself. So there's authenticity there. And then number two, I kind of just go with the flow in regards to whatever I'm going through in life, my journey or whatever, I become really passionate about whatever I'm going through. So that's why with example, the cooking show, I'm now, you know, a mom and I have a family and cooking is really important to me. And now, you know, it's all about trying to find that balance.
Yep.
So I'm like, well, let me go ahead and, you know, figure out how I can inspire and, you know, do something with cooking. So I think, you know, it's all about authenticity and then being passionate about whatever I'm doing. And just kind of like going with the flow.
We hate that word. We think that word is so ridiculous.
Which one?
Relevant.
Okay, relevant.
But you did it, girl.
I know.
You stayed relevant.
The reason why we hate it is because everybody thinks that we're just like trying so hard to be relevant.
Oh,
and we
I
are.
See.
Well, we are.
I'm just trying to make a buck, you know?
Yeah.
Just
trying to make
a buck. Wait, I have a question for you, thinking of like mommies and you growing up in the spotlight.
Okay.
Did you see the Hillary Duff picture that she posted that's getting a lot of flack on Instagram?
You know what? I saw an article. It was on my Twitter feed, but I didn't click on it. So what's going on?
Yeah, what is it?
So she recently posted a picture of like the perfect, like, this is my favorite carpool or like drop Luca. Is that his name? Luca?
Luca, yeah. Yes, that's
Luca off at school. Like and it was like her in like little short shorts and tennis shoes and like a duster jacket thing.
Okay.
And the shorts were, you know, L.A. short. Like, girls wear short shorts in L.A.
Yeah.
And I guess there was an uproar because she's a mother.
Oh, my
and
God.
Not allowed to wear short shorts.
Can't wear shorts anymore.
How do you feel about that? That must feel like...
Oh, my God. Let me just
tell
you.
Infuriating.
Yeah, it is because, number one, and this is also my motto, I feel like just because you are a mom, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to lose yourself,
right?
And lose your sexiness and lose your ambitions, lose your goals. Number one, this woman is divorced, okay? And number two, she's young. Like, just because she's a mom, it doesn't mean that she still can, that she can't get her groove on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, she's, I don't know if she's dating. I don't know if she wants to feel sexy and, you know, she's feeling herself. Sometimes you have to do that for yourself.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, you still have to feel sexy just for yourself.
Yeah. I feel like the mommy trolls are crazy. It's worse than, like, the regular trolls. Like,
so
the
too.
Mommy shame of, like, you're doing the wrong thing.
Yeah, it's like you could judge anybody for anything.
Oh, do any of you guys have kids?
No.
Well, the park is like prison, okay?
Park?
I say that, or let's say, like, the grounds for these mommy trolls.
Yeah.
Let's just say that as opposed to prison. That's where you'll meet, you know, moms that for the first time, or even moms that, you know, go to your son's or kids' same school or whatever. And they're like, so do you breastfeed?
Mm-mm.
How long did you breastfeed?
Mm-mm.
So, you know what I mean? It's like, it's just, they just start asking questions.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of them are judgmental, but in the beginning, you're like, oh my God, like, you know,
yes,
like,
no,
like, leave me alone. But after a while, you start to get, you know, confident about whatever choices that you are making, because it's what's best for you and what's best for your family, and who cares about what
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, who cares about what other people are saying?
It's like, how do you even have time to, like, judge other people when you're a mom? Like, pay attention to your own family.
I know. It's bad.
God. Yeah. Not looking forward to that.
Oh, can't wait. There was this beautiful, before we get to all our Hollywood questions.
I like this champagne, by the way.
Isn't it good?
Is it okay? Yeah, and it's, like, pink for, like, girls.
We're so girly.
We love our sparkly rosé.
Yeah. You had posted this absolutely beautiful black and white photo on your Instagram. Or no, wait, maybe your husband posted it and it was listen to this. 16 years later, my wife still looks at me this way. We met when I didn't have a car, sleeping on the floor in a studio apartment with no furniture, just a young man from Chicago pursuing a dream. She saw my heart and believed in me when others doubted. I would give my life for you.
Oh my God, stop.
First of all, that's so romantic, but I find this so interesting because you've been very successful and famous from a young age. Yeah. And so I can imagine that when you found your husband and it's like the guy sleeping in his car, that there was some upheaval about this choice.
Oh, yeah. There was a lot. And you know what? It's so funny that you're talking about this because I actually had a conversation with my husband about this a few days ago because, you know, he, knock on wood, his career is going very well right now. You know, American Sniper, Battle Los Angeles. He's an actor and he just booked this pilot on Hulu, and the producers from Revenant and Spotlight are, you know, so he's doing very well. Yeah. But what's so funny is now girls, or just, you know, social media or whatever, they're like, girl, you found the right one. Girl, you did good. But
you're like, excuse me, can we go back a little bit?
But before, when I first introduced my husband, you know, whether it was on a red carpet or whatever, I was getting a lot of heat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, who is this guy? You know, he's an actor. I've never seen him in anything. Like, people were judging him, and it was just terrible. So now it's so funny to see the, what is it?
Tables turn?
Yeah,
full circle.
I'm like, really, guys? Like, and I don't know. It's just mind-boggling because for me, you know, it's about love. I'm all about that kind of like Romeo and Juliet besides the, you know, killing each other and all that kind of stuff. But if you love someone and their lives aren't perfect, you know, in regards to whether they're struggling financially or whatever, as long as they have faith, ambition, goals in life. I mean, of course, they're not like a couch potato and sitting there and, you know, just playing video
Netflix
games.
And chill,
all day. Then, okay, you know, why not give that guy, why not even give him a shot? Give him a chance. You don't know what he's going to be like, you know.
Also, it was 16 years ago?
You were five.
Yeah. I was like, well, you're so young. So it's like, how are you, you know, when you're young, everybody's kind of finding their stuff out. So it's like, you can't judge somebody for.
Yeah. And then money comes and goes. As you can see, money doesn't keep marriages, you know what I mean? So in a marriage, you're always going to have challenges. Always. It doesn't matter if it's money, whatever. So it's all about, you know, if you really, really do love that person and how you work through those challenges. Yep. So.
100%. Mm-hmm. Speaking of challenges, you are quite in the headlines, lately about this whole thing. Now, this is crazy. Now, we tell it like it is. And listen, we get in a lot of trouble on this podcast because our job on this podcast is to give people a real look at Hollywood.
Yeah.
And we don't give the PC.
No,
we give it. And I always say that there's like regular skinny and there's Hollywood skinny.
Yeah.
And there is, it's very hard to be anything but a size two in Hollywood. And then you're now this week has been insane with Amy Schumer and all this stuff. But you were at kind of the forefront of this because, you know, and then you stood up to them. So how do you do that? Because I feel like anytime a girl has a burger, they're like, is she pregnant?
Yeah.
Like, what? You know, it's crazy.
You know, for a while I thought about it because, you know, and my husband, he told me this. He was like, Tia, you know, you are a celebrity and there's kind of like some sort of spotlight. I don't even want to say it, but, you know, like people are looking at you and looking at what you say and what you do. So for a while, I mean, I think ever since I started social media, I've been cyberbullied.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether it's calling me too skinny. Mm-hmm. Like, one person when, you know, I was extremely thin, they said I was too skinny. Or them making fun of my husband, you know, who I'm dating. Or even my son. But,
it's
that's disgusting.
That's a line you don't really, like,
no,
that's
I know.
Insane.
But to be honest with you, I became extremely emotional, or I was emotional at that time. because of what was already in the headlines. Kehlani was just admitted into the hospital because of a, I guess, suicide attempt because right. people were coming at her, calling her a whore and calling her names. Then Iggy Azalea had also said that she wanted to no longer be on this planet because people were coming at her. So I'm a nurturer, and I was just like, oh my God, like some people just don't get it how, you know, in high school, somebody could call you a bitch or call you something like, and it's just like maybe four or five of them gang up on you.
Yeah.
But when you have thousands and thousands and thousands of people coming at you, you're only human. So yeah. I personally feel like I have to be responsible for what I say or do on my Instagram. Mm-hmm. So you do too. If you're going to come over to my house, if you want to talk about me, talk on your page, talk elsewhere, talk on a blog, whatever. I don't care.
Yeah.
But if you come to my page, knock on my door, and I open up the door and you say, getting fat, then I'm going to have a
that's
a response to that. You know what I mean? And I know people are like, oh, well, you know, everybody has the freedom of speech. Yeah, that's fine. But there are also consequences to whatever actions you do. And so I was just, I was fed up with it. I was like, you know what? I feel like there should be, I personally feel like there should be some sort of guidelines or just something. You know what I mean? If you wouldn't say that to my face, then let's just think about saying it to, talk about it amongst your friends. Talk about it, you know, whatever. But don't, do you know what I mean?
So yeah. That's the problem with the internet. It's like people just think they have this like anonymous shield of
and
armor.
And also I see a lot of people who are bullying celebrities and their response is they asked for this. They put themselves out there to be criticized. Yeah. It's like, no, that person, that musician, that artist, like they actually are just following their passion and trying to make money like every other person on the planet.
Yeah.
It just so happens that it's there's a platform and there's some publicity.
And it doesn't make it okay that you should be able to bully somebody. And see, I put derogatory words. The words that I put in that category is gay, slut, fat, ugly, all of that. You know what I mean? And because you are out there doesn't give anybody else the right to say you're gay or you're like, really? Like, what's the point?
Also, it's like you're still human. Just because you're more well-known than somebody else, I think people forget that celebrities are still just as human as the people that are like trying to bully them.
And I'm not saying that you don't have – being in the spotlight, everybody has a right to have an opinion. If she wants to call me fat, okay, whatever. Right. But if you're going to come, like I said, to my page,
get off my Instagram.
Go talk about me on your own page. Don't come on my page and say that.
And I think I would want to burn her house down. Like,
I also just think
you'd be burning a little house down.
I would. I think because, you know, you're in the public eye, people think that you somehow don't hear it or don't see it. And I think, like, you know, it's everyone internalizes it. And people, they're like, I don't let the haters get me down. You can't unhear it. You can't unhear it.
You're human. Just because they are or, you know, I mean, we're human beings. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You look hot. So for everyone.
And you're hot. And I'm a size six. So if you're calling a size six fat,
you got something wrong with you.
Yeah. She also like grew a human in there. So
in all the years of being in Hollywood, what has been your Hollywood heartbreak? What was the gig you were up for that you auditioned for that you thought you were going to get and then someone else got it?
Oh my God.
And who got it?
Yeah, and let's
get
let's burn her house down.
It was actually just recently. It was actually this really, it was a branding deal. Like, you know, like, you know how you have like endorsement deals?
Yeah.
And it was an amazing endorsement deal. I was really, really passionate about it. And I had it. I had the contract and everything in front of me. And I was really excited about it. And then all of a sudden, it was like it went away. They said, oh, we're going in another direction.
Oh, that's the worst.
I know.
What direction? What do you mean?
And then
did
I had
they?
Yeah, they did. No. Well,
do you know who got it?
Yeah. How I saw it was I saw the celebrity like on people.com with the same, you know, the brand.
Oh my God.
And I was like,
Was it a really different direction from you?
Was it a different direction or was it like
they're just being dicks?
Someone else.
It was a little bit of a different direction. Okay. Let's just say I'm an actress. This person was
a reality star.
Of course.
Yeah.
Reality star's taken over.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, listen, I think you're still doing okay, but it is disappointing.
It wasn't meant to be.
No, yeah.
You'll find something better.
But it is interesting that, like, at any point in your career, like, because often we talk about people and they're like, oh, well, when I was first starting out, but you're like, last week.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because a lot of people think they only see the good. They don't really see what goes on, and that's what your guys' show is all about. They don't really see the struggle and the rejection. It is true. Like, you literally get 100 rejections to one yes. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, it's just a part of this business, and you just have to, you know, have keep thick skin trucking. And keep on and never give up.
Ugh. Do you have an ish moment, the moment where you thought you were the cat's pajamas? Where you walked a carpet, or someone paparazzi chased you, or you were on a cover.
Like I know I'm the
ish.
Ish. Yes.
Okay, what is it? Yes.
Yay, I like this.
Okay, it was, God, what was that? It was the Focus premiere.
Oh.
And I was in, and I'm going to be really honest with you guys.
Please.
Didn't know my butt was showing, okay?
Like, was your dress, like, tucked up in your, like...
My dress? We can pull it up. Let's see if we can pull it up.
Oh, I love this.
Shit. Did your butt look great?
I had this Stone Cold Fox kind of, like, see-through dress.
Jealous.
And I was just wearing this, like, leotard. Uh-huh. And I thought it was covering my butt. And it wasn't. I found out later. And then I had this, like, Balmain blazer on with these, like, really sick... What kind of shoes did I have on? Yeah, I think I had on like these Stuart Weitzman shoes or whatever. But I felt sexy, okay?
It was your moment.
It was my moment.
Also,
and then,
good outfit.
Yes.
Yeah, good
and outfit. When I walked down that red carpet, it was like, boom, 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 boom. And they're like, turn around, Tia, turn around. And I was like, ah.
No.
You know how you like see all of these like, what is this?
You know you have a good outfit on when the photographers go crazy because they know they're going to make money off you.
I did not know, though, that my butt was showing.
Did you?
And that's why.
I have this dress.
Really?
You do? Yes.
Okay.
It does not look like that on me.
I want to see it.
So...
Oh my God. Yeah. Oh, look at you. We have to post this on our Instagram.
Okay.
Oh,
but your butt
my
looks
God.
Great.
So, but I was like, oh my God, I'm, you know, this is awesome.
They love me.
Yeah. But it was because my dress cheeks were,
Like, turn around.
Yeah.
You also.
Your booty looks fantastic, though.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Dude. So that was,
wow.
I felt. Great.
Yeah. That's amazing.
It's so hot. Yeah.
Whatever, you meant to do that.
Yeah. She's like, I didn't know. Yeah, you
no.
do. Do you have a mirror message? Do you have a personal mantra that you like have written up on your mirror to help you keep going?
Ooh.
Or do you think that's lame like Becca does?
No, I don't think it's lame. I do have this vision board.
Ooh, I love you. Yeah.
You're speaking Kelty's language.
Oh, yeah. I have a vision board.
You love this, don't you?
I love it. Tell me about your vision board.
Okay. Oh, God. Actually, and what's really cool is my vision board is not of pictures. It's of words.
Ooh. I love words.
Yeah. So... whatever my goals are, whatever I need to kind of like hear, like you can do it, faith, focus, just whatever.
Yeah.
And what's really cool is it's not just my vision board. It's the family's vision board. So it's my,
oh my God, this is so deep.
It's my husband's as well. So, you know, every day we walk by it and we see it and you know, at the end of the year, we actually check off things and it's a chalkboard.
Oh.
So we can erase it once it's been completed.
Yeah.
And we've been doing it probably for like maybe 3 or 4 years now. And it's mind blowing how you're like, oh my gosh, that happened.
No.
Oh my gosh, that happened.
No.
Yeah.
No. Manifestation is real.
Yeah. Okay.
Here's why I can't get on board.
Okay? Why?
Because I recently went to an open house. Okay? House shopping.
Okay.
That bitch didn't take down her little vision board or her mirror message. Hers was a mirror message.
Okay.
In her closet.
Okay.
And it's just like when you don't know somebody and it's such an intimate
thing for other people, strangers, to see. And hers was something like, does this spark joy? Like, it was one of those, like, very, which is great. Like, I ask myself those things on the inside.
Yeah.
But, like, to be walking through someone's open house and be like, I just basically saw so much of you. And so for me, my house is somewhere where there's people in and out.
Got it.
They go in. Like, that is too intimate. I can't have you seeing it.
Put it in a place that's like,
don't worry about her.
No, I need her advice. I need her advice.
Put it, like, in a place that's very, like, private. And, you know, yeah. I used to say it's in my thoughts. Right. But
it's not as powerful.
No, it's not.
And I'll tell you why. Because I actually am a psych major. I studied psychology. And mm-hmm. we study, like, cognitive therapy and just how the brain and all of that, how it works. When it's just in your brain, when you're going through the day, 1,500 thoughts and messages are coming through.
Right.
So sometimes you even forget. When you actually see it, like, I'm looking at podcast one right now, right? But sometimes I could just be doing this, and I may not even realize that I just saw podcast one, but my brain did.
Yeah. Right?
Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like a picture
you're
that's
registering it.
Well, it's like subliminal messaging.
Yes, yeah. Basically. So that's why I was like, okay, you know what? You know, I read this book called The Secret.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh, I was like, love The Secret.
The Secret. I was like, this is just such a face. This is so ridiculous. But after I read it, it's almost like the whole kind of vision board situation.
Mm-hmm.
Manifesting. And I'm telling you,
it works.
On board, Becca.
I don't know where I'm going to put that, where someone's not going to see it.
You should watch The Secret movie. Have you ever seen
that? No.
It's so deep.
So cheesy. You would die. I watched it when I was like 16.
You know who I watched that movie with?
Who?
Our mutual ex-boyfriend at his house.
Did you guys try to manifest
We were like making out to The Secret. I'm just kidding. We totally weren't, but it is intense. Okay. Let's move on to our Like a Lady question of the week.
Okay.
And this one's kind of deep.
Okay.
It is, the best advice I ever got was from. So you have to fill in the blank. What's the best advice you got, and from who? Jack? Hmm.
Me first?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I think, well, basically anything my mom tells me, but my, whenever I have like a bi-monthly panic attack about life and about work, and it's really, I own a clothing line, I own my own business.
Oh, okay, cool.
So, and it's very, very stressful, and like, every couple weeks, I kind of feel like, what the hell am I doing? Mm-hmm. I feel like this is all going to, like, implode, and, like, I've wasted all of my life, mm-hmm. like, yeah. trying to build something, whatever. And my mom, like, the one thing that she, like, always says to me is, she's always like, we're going to get through this. Like, this isn't the end of the world. We'll get through this. Mm-hmm. And it's not even that it's, like, the advice, but maybe it's more so that I'm not, like, alone in that kind of situation.
Yeah.
Because I do feel very lonely in, like, what I do, because it's kind of just me.
Yeah.
But it's kind of knowing that I have that support system, and I think the world is going to end, like, every other week. So it's nice to know that it's not. I guess.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Basically anything my therapist says to me. But I will say, kind of along those lines, because I think in my 20s, I was really ruled by my fear. Like, I was like, I can't do that. It's too scary. Or, you know, I'm going to do this because it's not as scary. But in all this, like, really expensive therapy I've been going through, she's like,
thank God something resonated.
Something resonated. She's like, fear is false expectations appearing real. So, like, in our minds, we fantasize the worst case scenario.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so we just automatically go to that place, like, this is going to be the worst thing that's going to happen, and it's going to. She's like, why not win at your own fantasy? Like, why not, when you're looking at that thing that scares you,
be the winner.
Be the winner of your own fantasy. Because it's our fantasies. We might as well make them good.
And guess what? It's kind of like almost like The Secret situation.
It is.
Yeah. It is, yeah.
Becca, you're on it more than you think. My advice that I got was from Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh,
no, just kidding. Not in real life. I read it in a magazine. I cut it out, and I have it on my board at work, right beside my head. And it says, have permission to be everything.
Ooh.
And I love that because, you know, when you're trying to, like, build your own career and do your own thing, it is very scary. And there's everyone telling you, like, you're not enough, or you're not good enough, or, like, this, stay in your lane, or you're not this all the time. Mm-hmm. And I've always had an interest in everything. Like, right, I work on TV, but I had the blog, and then we started the podcast, and, like, you know, and then we have such big dreams for our project. Like, who are we not to make a TV show, to make a blog, to make a wine? Like, we can do anything we want. And so it's like, you have permission permission to be everything.
It's how the Real Housewives operate.
100%.
And the car.
Yeah. Skinny girl.
No, you're absolutely right. And that kind of like, wow, that's amazing.
Thanks, Gwenny. No carb, Gwenny.
Role model.
No food.
Yeah.
Aaron Sadness.
Aaron Sadness.
Tia, what is who's your best advice and from who?
Let's see. I think the best advice that I mean, I feel very blessed to be surrounded by just supportive, you know, people.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, I think number one, my biggest supporter is my husband, but I don't want to sound cliche or cheesy, so let's just
stop trying to stay relevant.
Yeah, like, I don't want to be relevant anymore. it would have to be from my trainer, actually. And she's a friend of mine, and her name is Jeanette Jenkins.
Oh, you go to her?
Yeah.
She does everyone.
Yeah, like Alicia Keys, Kelly Rowland, Pink.
No, she's a badass.
Oh my God, like she doesn't play. So anyway, a long time ago, she had me, we were doing yoga, and she had me look in the mirror while we were doing yoga, and she told me to tell myself, I love you.
Ooh.
I know.
And like it was a life altering.
Oh my gosh. Like if you literally just like calm yourself down, you know, because we were like relaxed or whatever, and then look at yourself in the mirror and tell yourself that you love yourself.
Yeah.
It just, it was just amazing. I had never felt so great in my life. And I think it ties into, you know, forgive yourself. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of the times we're perfectionists and we feel like we don't deserve certain things, like kind of like what you were just saying. But we aren't perfect people. No one's perfect. And when you forgive yourself or whatever you've done, you know, you let go of bitterness, you let go of resentment, and you just let go of a lot, and you allow joy and happiness to come inside. And that was the best advice that I had. Like, it was just like, it was like heaven had opened
like
up.
Like, I just saw God.
No, really. It was like a weird, and it was, you know, we could say, okay, just love yourself. But if you actually look at yourself in the mirror, like, in your eyes.
You're taking, like, responsibility for
You are. It was just, I was just like, it was amazing.
I love that. Speaking of advice, now that we know so much about life, we're going to give advice to all of our Lady Gang members in 1 second.
Hey, ladies! Get funky.
Ask the Lady Gang.
All right, guys, welcome back. We are going to do this fun little thing called Ask the Lady Gang, where you're going to help us answer all of our listeners' questions.
Okay.
Life and love.
Okay.
Spotlight's on.
Oh, God, we're doing scared.
Before we start, though, if you guys want to get 20% off jackvanek.com, use code LADYGANG. And I brought you these things, by the way.
Ooh, what does
it say? Gosh! This is so cool. Oh, I love this. I don't want to adult today. This is so awesome.
That's a good mug.
That's a good mug.
I love it. I was going to go to the gym, but I decided to get ice cream instead. Oh, yes.
I thought that was pretty it was pretty relevant.
I love this.
So relevant.
So about relevant. Okay. So if you guys want to write us in a question, go to our website, right?
That's theladygang.com.
Best way to do it, or helloladygang@gmail.com. Okay. So the first question is from Gabriella on email, and she says, what do you do when you feel like you're in a relationship you aren't sure of where it's going? I'm 23 and we've been dating for 2 years. Ooh. I'm getting tired, but he's my best friend and I don't want to hurt his feelings. Do I take a break and possibly lose him or just stick with it?
Get out.
Get out.
Get out.
I say take a break.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
23.
Too young.
Go.
Yeah.
Too young to be in a relationship.
Yeah. And then also, if she says that she's confused, right? Or she doesn't really know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think when you do take that break, you're going to figure
know.
Out.
You'll know. Yeah.
Yeah. Take a break. And even though we're such like hard, cold bitches on the show, and we're like, you're too young, you're 23. Granted, I have a mother and a sister who met their husbands who are still their husbands at like the ripe age of 15 and 18.
You're so southern.
I'm Jesus. So southern, but they're still together. They're still with these people.
I was 20 when I met my husband.
You were? Yeah. See? Yeah. So the thing is like he could be that person.
Yeah.
But I think that you're right when you say like you got to take a break.
Yeah.
Because if you're already feeling that way and you're 23, like life is long.
And also, here's the thing.
When you're especially in the wrong relationship.
Right. And I also hate it when people say I'm worried about hurting their feelings. The thing that hurts people
people's feelings is when you're not honest.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, and then it's like, if
please,
you...
Please, just tell me.
God. If you are having those feelings of doubt and then you still try to go with it,
no. Yeah.
It's bad.
Yeah.
It's
Why bad. Are people so... I don't know. I remember Brittany Daniel. I don't know if you guys know who she is. She was on the game and she's... Brittany and Cynthia, the twins, the Sweet Valley High twins. She was telling me this is a long time ago, like about relationships and how she was reading this book about honesty. Mm-hmm. How if you're not honest in a relationship, you've just built and created a life that's just not real. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And there's so much, like I was saying before, bitterness, resentment. You're just a really unhappy person. And she's like, you know, it's just all about just being honest and just, you know, tell the truth.
Yeah, every guy that broke my heart in my 20s, you should just tell me you didn't want to date me. Like, it would have been fine. I would have found someone else. I was hot. I had a nice body. Like, you wasted all my damn time.
I think it's like,
I can't get those years back.
In that kind of situation, it's like the one of the only times that it's like good to be selfish. Like, worry about yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're going to end up staying with them for more years, and then it's going to be even harder and
you're going to have
horrific.
Kids. You're going to, you know.
And you're going to hurt him more. So it's like if you're worried about his feelings, then cut
the cord. All about honesty from the beginning.
Cut the cord. Cut the cord.
Yep.
Okay. Our next question is from Elizabeth on email. And she said, I'm about to graduate college next month. My sister is blowing off my commencement in case she has something better to do. She's really sensitive, so I can't say anything or she'll get mad at me, but she's also extremely self-centered and selfish. Anytime I try to talk to her about anything, it turns into herself. All I want is this one day, the rest of the 364 days can be about her. I feel belittled and disrespected. How should I approach this?
Now, you have a sister, so go. This is your advice.
Oh, my gosh. Well, see, this is... Okay. Number one, honesty is the best thing. But I think what I've learned... You know, having a sister, and not only that, a twin sister, which is even crazier because the bond is just like amazing. First of all, be honest, but also be sensitive or have empathy or sympathy on how you say it, because no matter what you say, she's gonna take it personal.
She'll get defensive.
She'll get defensive. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So really, you know, think about how your sister is and just, you know, just kind of like be sensitive to how you say whatever
say
it is that
question.
What you want to do instead of just like, you know, I don't know, not being sensitive. But also, again, I think you really just have to be honest because you don't want any resentment there either, you know.
Yeah, obviously it's like a big thing.
And she's your sister. She'll forgive you.
True. The things that we say. I will say that I had a sister. Our age difference was the same as yours. I think you said you're 4 years apart. She's younger. That's my sister, and I was younger. And actually, she taught me a lot about myself because she did tell me when I was being a selfish, self-centered brat. And that's pretty much the only advice in that time in my life. She's the only person in that time that I would take seriously because I knew she did have my best interest at heart. And so I think that you're doing her a disservice if you don't point it out because, you know, she could grow up to be that self-centered, selfish adult like I am. My sister she should have told me more times.
And it doesn't seem like that hard of a thing to like ask me to go to.
Well,
like,
her sister's 18 though, like, you know,
she
life
just
at 18.
Wants to Snapchat.
She just wants to Snapchat
to the kids,
give blowjobs. If she's anything like me,
she's exact
Snapchat and blowjobs.
Oh my god.
Kelsey, anything?
Nope.
Tad?
I got a brother.
I'm an only child, so I don't really have any.
We got no help.
Yeah.
All right. Our last question is from Alyssa on email. And she says, I'm finally about to graduate from college after 6 years, and I'm freaking out because I'm moving home to live with my parents. I basically have no job prospects, and I feel like my life is not together. What is the best way to handle this? Should I try to travel, take a break from everything for a little bit, or something else?
Well, here's what I would tell you.
We're all like, oh, God.
Been there, girl. I've been there. It gets better.
I would say in America, there's like this weird thing where everyone has to, you know, go to college right away. And they kind of like get out of college and you're like, I don't know. Why did I do?
Yeah.
In Canada, everyone kind of like takes a couple years. And they go to Australia and they travel. And then you go back to college when you're like 22. So I think the travel is not a bad idea because you'll meet tons of people from all over the world and you'll
see, you know, what you really want to do. And I think being worldly really puts a lot of things in perspective. Mm-hmm. And there's only one time in your life you can really travel the world inexpensively, mm-hmm. backpack and not mm-hmm. care. And it's yeah. like early in your 20s, because by the time you hit 30s, you're like, I need a feather bed and I have a baby and I'm in a relationship. Like, just go,
yeah,
like,
can't
live
rough
a little
it when you're older.
And also, like, get out of your parents' house as soon as possible.
Yeah.
And go sleep on somebody's couch.
Yeah, I don't know if going back to your parents' house is kind of, like, a good idea.
Well, because some people end up getting, like, in that rut once yeah. they go to their parents'
can't get
house.
Out.
But then it's too easy because their parents are doing their laundry.
Enabling them.
And their
basement for life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the idea of traveling because I traveled abroad while I was in school. Mm-hmm. But I always say that I'm so happy I did that because I was out of my comfort zone. Mm-hmm. And I really discovered who I was and really who I am today. And not only that, what I really wanted to do. Mm-hmm. So I have to agree with you. Get out there, travel, meet people, because you'll learn a lot about yourself.
Also, and it's like once she gets a job, it's not going to be as easy to go travel.
Travel. Mm-hmm. That's
true. So it's like you have this freedom that a lot of people wish that they had.
Yeah.
Becca has so many things to say. I can see it.
I honestly have nothing to offer.
But I love when sometimes we think that you have something to say
and you're just
like,
blank.
No, you're like, I have to burp.
I literally was just burping. I'm not kidding. I must have like a really focused face when I'm burping.
You have like a resting burp face.
Resting burp face. No, I mean, I second all of that. Like, I still have regrets now that I'm older and I have so many responsibilities and I have to like do stupid adult things like remember to take the cushions off my patio furniture when it rains. Right. Like, kill me. And like today I just walked out of my house and I'm like, when did I become the person who has so many things to do? I don't even have a kid yet. Like, I cannot imagine how you're doing
that. No excuses.
And so I did take a lot of time and do those things, but I mean, honestly, you can't get enough of it. Like,
just do it when you're young.
Live your best life.
But don't forget to have health insurance.
That's important when you travel. So in case you get this pandemic fever, maybe mom can help you out with that. We're so excited that you stopped by
to give
us all of our love. And congratulations on your new podcast, Mostly Mom with Tia Mowry. You guys can check it out. You're also on Podcast One, right? You're like label mates.
Yeah. We're family.
Which is so great. Yeah. And if you guys love podcasts, and you only get Lady Gang for like an hour a week, so you may as well get another podcast, which is very exciting. And where can everyone follow you on Instagram? It's just Tia Mowry, right?
Yeah, Tia Mowry on Instagram.
Am I saying
Facebook.
It wrong?
Mowry, like Mowry Povich.
I've said Mowry forever.
I know,
it's
so weird.
I don't know.
I mean, the way it's spelled, you
everyone
think
says it
Mowry.
In the entertainment business. Everyone says
yeah,
it
wrong. It's Mowry.
Oh my god, that's so annoying for
I know.
You.
Wait,
damn.
That just blew my mind. No, yeah, every time I've heard your name, it's been.
Yeah, Mowry.
Everybody
but it's Mowry, like Mowry Povich. And I have this weird story. My dad was like,
tell us, because we're going to clean this up in all of Hollywood.
No, yeah, so we were like, Dad, why is it pronounced Mowry as opposed to Mowry? Because the way it's spelled, it sounds
spelled
like Mowry.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, you know, growing up, you know, I realized that my family is from Italy and our real last name is Morentini. But guess what?
Oh.
That was all bullshit. That's
oh
like,
God.
That's not even. My sister and I, we ended up doing like this, you know, family, whatever
tree.
And there's like no Italian blood in us at all.
Oh,
we're like from England. And we're like,
door.
Dad, where did that story come from? He was like, well, that's what my dad or my mom told me. So
somebody
I don't
made
know
up
why.
A fake last
so
name.
It's
hold on. But has it bothered you for 20 years in the business? Like
people saying your name wrong?
No.
Forever.
To be honest with you, I was just like,
whatever.
Hey, whatever, you know, like.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
That is hilarious.
Yeah,
I'm going to go and
you're the most low maintenance celebrity I think I've ever met.
That's insane.
Yeah.
I learn something every day.
I know.
I'm going to go back to the office and be like, hashtag our pronouncer's wrong for 20 years.
Yeah.
It's true.
Anyway, okay, well, live your best life. We're big journalists over here.
Okay.
Well, anyway, you have to check out Mostly Mom with Tia Mowry.
Yes, exactly.
It's a new podcast on Podcast One. And thank you so much for being here. And guys, don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. You can check us out at theladygang.com. Follow us on Instagram at theladygang, at Jack Vanek, at It's Becca Tobin, at Kelty Knight. And make sure to submit your Ask the Lady Gang questions. And if you loved this episode and you love us, please support us. Tweet out a link and tell your friends to listen this week. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Yay!
Woo!
Yay!
Thank you.
Join the Lady Gang every Tuesday at iTunes and at PodcastOne.com. That's PodcastOne.com. Thanks for listening.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.